Bez Hashem, we're learning Pelayotz in Shin number 100. We'll be finishing here a discussion of Achdus. Not that we should finish Achdus, but we'll finish the discussion of the topic of Achdus, unity. And he tells us that Geder HaGodol Kidei Liyoyz BaAchdus. What is the Geder HaGodol, the big fence, to make sure we live a life of Achdus? And he says a very important lesson. And he tells us, Acherei Rabim Lahatois. You see people going in a certain direction, certain people doing a certain thing. Go with the flow and do the right thing along with them. Don't stick out like a sore thumb. And just to give an example, it's time to say Shema. You're saying Shema in Shul. And you accept upon yourself, Ol Machu Shemayim. And you say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Or you can, I'm not going to do it on this recorder. I don't want anybody to like, sometimes people listen with their earplugs in, you know, and I don't want to. But people scream it out to a point that, you know, I remember once I was diving, I got scared. I didn't know what happened. But no one's doing that. No one's doing that, right? Then you stick out like, oh, what was that? You say, Mei Yehesh Mi Rabba. So the halacha says to say it out loud. But if you sing it out loud to the point where you're the only voice that's being heard and you're sticking out like that, that's not appropriate. That's not appropriate. Do things what the norm is. It's Shabbos. You know, I want to tell you, on Shabbos, we wear Shabbos clothing. Shabbos clothing is like the Kohanim. We're elevating ourselves. And it's not just Shabbos clothing when you go to shul. It's Shabbos clothing a whole entire Shabbos. And it's not, I'm restricted. It's an honor. It's a covet. Now, don't get Shabbos clothing that aren't comfortable. Get comfortable Shabbos clothing. But especially now, it's the summertime. We wear Shabbos clothing a whole entire Shabbos. You go for a Shabbos walk, you're wearing your Shabbos clothing. It's not time for sneakers and a jog in the park. It's Shabbos. Shabbos Kodesh. And talk about sneakers for a second. Shabbos is not a time for sneakers. Now, listen, if a person has something wrong with his foot's hurting and this and that, you have to be more comfortable. We're not discussing that. Generally speaking, put on Shabbos shoes. That's what Shabbos is about. There's Kedusha, we're greater. We're elevating ourselves. Let's go with the norm. He concludes, Ashrei Hadar Shagdoilim Nishmoim Lekitanim. Fortunate, says the Gemara, Roshona Daf Chafeim at Beis, is the generation that listen to the youngsters. Interesting. And then he says, Yusuf behem hahu, bayom hahu kal v'chayim, ba'atzme haktanim yishmu l'gdoinam. Even more so, the younger generation should make sure to listen to the advice of the older generation. They have experience. The only way to get experience is by time passing and you're having that experience. That's the only way to acquire experience.
He
concludes over here that if there's a rav, a meir tzedek, leaders of a city, that people accept upon themselves as he is the leader. Listen to what he says. Listen to what he says. Don't attack. Don't try to take an attitude. Maybe there's a different opinion. You ever hear that? If he is your Rav, if you accept it upon him, he is your Rav. Don't start shopping around for leniencies or other opinions. It's not going to create Achdus. It's not going. If you want bracha in your house, focus, try for Achdus. That's the goal. That's the key. We just finished 3 weeks, the 9 days, Shavu Shechalboy. We just had Tisha B'Av last week. Let's. It's still within in the air. In Avira, let's try to focus on Achdus. Then we go to a short topic over here, the next topic of Apikorsis. And Apikorsis, and off the record, we already discussed it, but now on the recording, when I say off the record, off the recording, we're going to discuss it again. And Apikorsis, whom he oisim she'en lam chedek oilam habo. First things first, Marin Sanhedrin Daft Tzadik tells us, by the way, it's interesting because it's Daft Tzadik. That's what it is. What is an apikoros? A person who is not bikoris does not have, not what is, but the punishment is, the person who is not bikoris does not have a chelik l'olam haba. That is like the worst punishment one can ever think of. We're here alive in this world to, yes, enjoy yourselves in this world, and use as a prizder is a way to get to olam haba. We ought to view ourselves. I met somebody. I said to him, well, hello, what do you do? He says to me, I'm a Eved Hashem by profession. And then he says, I'm a financial investment banker or something like that by profession. You know, by religion, I'm an Eved Hashem. Like Yonah Hanavi. Eved Hanoichi. Fima Shepirusha B'Seinu Zal. He says, unfortunately, many people have fallen into this category of napikairis. And then he says, compassionate words that Hashem should have mercy on them. He says four different examples, which for those in person will sound familiar because we spoke about it, but on the recording, we did not have a chance to make the recording. There's a big problem. The Gemara tells us there are people, and it's not just non-religious people, it's religious people also. And they say, what do these rabbis do for us? Let them go get a job. What are these people sitting learning Kailo for? What? Let them go be productive in this world. Oh, if you're starting to become a rabbi, okay, that makes sense. You know, because shuls need rabbis. You need pulpit rabbis. Someone to give a drasha so I can fall asleep during, right? Okay, let's hope not. But you need rabbis. But just to sit and learn all day, 10 years, 15, 20, 30, 40 years, what are you doing with your life already? An attitude like this, we have to understand something. An attitude like this is toxic, is poisonous, and it gives a person a place in Gehenna. That's his destination. Gehinoim. Not Olam Haba. The total opposite. My Ahanile Rabbanan. People will say, what do these rabbis help us? What are they? They're learning just for themselves. That's all they do. That's all they care about. These are strong words. This is from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. That's what he's talking about. Then he says a person who is mevaz a Talmud Chacham, disgraces a Talmud Chacham, embarrasses the Talmud Chacham, or embarrasses a friend in front of the Talmud Chacham. If he really was machsh, if he cared about the value of the Talmud Chacham, he wouldn't care to embarrass his friend in front of the Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham, he would never do that. He would give his friend the COVID. But what he's saying is, you, the Talmud Chacham, you're nothing. You're nobody. So I embarrass my friend in front of you. I embarrass a friend in front of anybody. They're all the same. No difference. This is all in the category of an apikairis. And the last point he says over here, is a person who's mezalzel b'toyru u'mitzvus d'rabbanan. A person who's mezalzel, he cheapens, he disgraces the Torah HaKdoisha and the Mitzvahs D'Rabbanon. Ein Tzorich Loimer Mefak B'Kal Divrei Torah. A person has questions, and not questions he doesn't understand. Like he disgraces the Torah. Ah, that doesn't make any sense. Or he has the same negative attitude to a Divrei Sefer and to the Rabbanons. Melagleg. And he mocks and he scoffs. Afilu al dover echad midivrei Torah midivrei Seifim. Even one thing of the Torah or midirabbanan. We have to understand, what is this person doing? He is putting himself shezehu apikiris gomer. A person who attacks the Torah. We might not understand something. You ask questions. It's not Christianity over here. We're encouraged to ask questions. Rav Asher Wade was a Christian. And yes, I said Rav Asher Wade because he asked questions to his higher-ups. He wanted to know where were they during the Holocaust. And they told him, stop asking questions. Close to 30 years ago, I remember I heard a class from him in Or Samech, in Eretz Yisrael, in the old Beis Medrash. And more he asked, they told him, you better stop asking. You continue asking, we're going to throw you out of here. Excommunication. And he kept on asking. And guess what happened? He became a Yid. He became a Jew. He found the MS. They asked the questions. But how are we asking a question? Are we making fun? Are we saying, oh, that doesn't make any sense? No, that's not how we talk. I don't understand something. Can someone please explain to me? That's the same attitude when it comes to Divrei Torah or Derabbanan. You have to make sure we're asking Derech Kavod, not that we're mocking. Shezehu apikoyes gomor. V'harei zeh peirik ol v'kaifer be'ikar v'ein truful makosa. A person like this is peirik ol. He's taking the yoke of Hashem off himself, and he denies the kaifer be'ikar, he denies the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rechman al-Islam. V'ein truful makosa. And there's no cure for his mako, his punishment. Hashem berachamov. Concludes over here, Hashem with his mercy, yachtor chatiro mitachas kisei kivoidoi. He says Hashem with his mercy should open up, he should drill down a hole underneath his holy throne. Lahachze b'tshuva shleimu l'chol ha'pishim mi'amu Yisrael. L'yseva nefesh achas mi'Yisrael, amen, ken yirotzen. And he should give, even for these apikorsim, he should give them the opportunity to do tshuva. And we know the letter hey, the ois hey, has that opening on the bottom and opening on the top, left. And the reason why it's open on the bottom, the Mepharshim explained the Isia is the letters, is for this specific reason. And it's we're approaching Elul now. It's for this reason. So the Baal Tshuva has the opportunity to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.